Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at Daniel, Faithful Discipleship in a Foreign Land, and this is Appendix 4, Important Dates for the Book of Daniel. I'm going to be reading a series of dates and events. Many of them are adapted from Baldwin's commentary on Daniel, page 73. And I know that a list of dates isn't terribly helpful to listen to orally, but I'm going to do it anyway because some of you may find it helpful since they're in chronological order. So here are the dates. 612, these are all BC unless I tell you otherwise. 612, the fall of Nineveh, the effective end of Assyria. 609, reforming King Josiah of Judah, killed by Egyptian forces under Pharaoh Necho at the Battle of Megiddo. 609 to 598, the reign of Jehoiakim, placed on the throne of Judah by Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim succeeded Jehoaz, who had replaced Josiah, but Jehoaz reigned only 3 months. Okay, now the next series of dates relate to Babylon, and these are all B.C. 605 B.C., the Battle of Carchemish. Nebuchadnezzar II, king of Babylon, defeats the combined armies of Assyria and Egypt under Pharaoh Necho, signaling the end of Assyrian might and Egyptian intervention. Nebuchadnezzar reigns 605 to 562. The first wave of exiles, a small group of hostages, deported from Judah to Babylon, including Daniel and his friends. Jehoiakim began giving tribute to Nebuchadnezzar in 605 BC. The Babylonians invade Syria in 604, Ashkelon in 603, and clash with Pharaoh Necho on the borders of Egypt in 601. 597, Jehoiakim becomes king of Judah, reigns for 3 months until Jerusalem is besieged and surrenders to Nebuchadnezzar. Jehoiakim is deported and his uncle Zedekiah is made king. The city is subjugated but not yet destroyed. The second group of exiles, a massive group, is deported to Babylon. 589 BC, Zedekiah rebels against Babylon and forms an alliance with Pharaoh Hophra of Egypt. 587, Nebuchadnezzar returns, lays siege to Jerusalem for 2 years until the food supply runs out. Nebuchadnezzar executes Zedekiah's sons, deports Zedekiah and imprisons him, destroys the city, and the third and final group of exiles is deported to Babylon in July-August of 587 BC. The kingdom of Judah ceases to exist. 563 to 560, Amel-Marduk, or Evil Merodach, as the Bible calls him, is king of Babylon. He releases Jehoiakim in 562 after 37 years in prison. Jehoiakim is honored at the king's table. 560 to 556, Nergal-Sir, son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar, reigns. 556, Labishai-Marduk reigns. 556 to 539, Nabonidus is the last king. His son Belshazzar is co-regent, 553 to 539, reigns in Babylon while Nabonidus is out on journeys and at foreign battles. 539 BC, the fall of Babylon to Cyrus II. Now we come to Persia. These dates are BC also. From 559 to 530 reigns Cyrus II, also called Cyrus the Great, founder of the Medo-Persian Empire, or Achaemenid dynasty. 538, Cyrus allows the first wave of Jews to return to Jerusalem. 537 to 520, the temple is rebuilt in Jerusalem. 530 to 522, Cambyses reigns. 522 to 486, Darius the First, the Great, is reigns. 486 to 465, Xerxes the First, or King Ahasuerus. His second queen was Esther. He died at the hand of an assassin. He built up Susa and Persepolis. 464 to 423, Artaxerxes the First Longinus. Nehemiah served as his cupbearer, and in November-December 445 BC, goes to Jerusalem to repair its walls. 423 to 404, Darius II. He allows construction of Jerusalem to continue. 404 to 359, Artaxerxes II. Opponents of the Jews write Artaxerxes to try to stop construction of the walls. Ezra receives a letter from the king authorizing him to take money and the people to Jerusalem. Note, some see Ezra during the period of Artaxerxes. Rather than second, but this is a minority opinion. Then 338 to 37 to 336 is Arses reigns. 336 to 331, Darius III. Now we come to dates for the Greeks. 334 to 331 BC, the conquests of Alexander the Great of Macedon. He Hellenized the lands he conquered, spreading Greek language and culture, which paved the way for the gospel. 323, the death of Alexander. Empire is divided into four areas, of which the Syrian and Egyptian areas become predominant. Now there's a series of dates of the kings of Egypt, who were called the kings of the south in Daniel 11, and Syria, the kings of the north. The kings of the south are called the Ptolemies. The kings of the north are called the Seleucids, after the beginning person of the dynasty. So I'm just going to read these quickly. Egypt first, then Syria. Otherwise, you'll be completely confused. 323 to 285, Ptolemy the first. 285 to 245, Ptolemy the second. 247 to 221, Ptolemy the third. 221 to 203, Ptolemy the fourth. 203 to 181, Ptolemy the fifth. 198, Syria took over Palestine from Egypt. Now, Syria, the Seleucids, 312 to 281, Seleucus the first. 281 to 260, Antiochus the first. 260 to 246, Antiochus the second. 245 to 223, Seleucus the second and third. 222 to 187, Antiochus the third, called the Great. 187 to 175, Seleucus the fourth. 175 to 164, Antiochus the fourth, Epiphanes. 168, Antiochus is expelled from Egypt by the Roman council. 167, December 25th, erection of a Greek altar in the Jerusalem temple. 166 to 160, Judas Maccabeus rebels against Antiochus, rebuilds and rededicates the temple, 166 to 164. And then 160 to 143, Jonathan Maccabeus reigns in Judah. And then a synopsis of the six Syrian wars may be helpful if you're trying to make sense of all this. So I'm just going to go through these quickly, and this is spelled out in chapter 11 of Daniel. The first Syrian war, 274 to 271, Ptolemy II versus Antiochus I, Egypt extends territory into Asia Minor. Second Syrian war, 260 to 253, Antiochus II versus Ptolemy II, Syria reduces Egypt's hold on Asia Minor. Third Syrian war, 246 to 241 BC, Ptolemy III versus Seleucus II, Egypt wins major victories in Asia Minor and Syria. The Ptolemaic Kingdom of Egypt is at the height of its power. The Fourth Syrian War, 219 to 217 BC, Antiochus III versus Ptolemy IV. Syria regains territory in Syria and Phoenicia, but in counterattack, Egypt retains control over part of Syria. The Fifth Syrian War is 202 to 195 BC. Antiochus III versus Ptolemy V, a child king. Rome prevents invasion of Egypt, but Syria wins back territory in in Syria and Palestine and other coastal strongholds. And then the Sixth Syrian War, 170 to 168 BC, Antiochus IV Epiphanes invades Egypt but withdraws at the demand of Roman emissary Gaius Popillus Linnaeus.